The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from Toppenish, Washington, the campus of Yakima Nation Tribal School, the home of the Kwayama, the Golden Eagles, Kwayama in their native language here on the Yakima Indian Reservation. And an exciting junior varsity game is just about to wrap up. I came into the gym during the final 4 minutes of regulation, the boys' JV contest. The Irish had a lead. The Kwayama JV squad came back and tied it, sent it into overtime, and now the Irish boys will fall to defeat in their season opener. We're on December 13, and just now, DeSales boys playing their season opener due to the success of that football team. The Irish girls will be our first game on tap. The Lady Irish under head coach Nick Hazeltine have played. This will be their fourth game of the season. And in the second half of the doubleheader, the DeSales Irish boys varsity team will get their varsity season underway. So it'll be girls varsity basketball against Yakima Nation Tribals girls when we come back. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Toppenish, Washington, the campus of Yakima Nation Tribal School. Both girls' teams are warming up. This is our first broadcast of basketball. I've been pretty busy on a strictly voluntary basis with our football program, and that was a lot of fun. Last Friday, bringing home that state championship trophy. Congratulations to the DeSales football team. The Lady Irish, they've been going solo, waiting for the boys' team to get enough practices in and start their season. This is the fourth game for the Lady Irish. Nick Hazeltine's girls are 2-1 on the season. This will be their first Southeast 1B Grape Division contest. Last year, the Lady Irish finished 13-11 and a loss in a loser out winner to regionals, state regionals game. So they were close to being in there, just couldn't quite make it. Yakima Nation Tribals ladies team, there are no programs here at Yakima Nation. So I took a picture of the scorebook. I do not know who their coach is. We'll try to get that as we go. But they are already 5-0 on the season, including 4-0 in league play. Last year, they were the number one seed from the Southeast 1B, and then they won the District 6 title and made it to the state tournament, where they finished with a 1-2 record. So they will be a very formidable opponent, because they have four of their five starters back from that team that made it to the state tournament last year. That's a quick peek at the two teams warming up. I'll try to gather those starting lineups and continue to share information with you for our girls' varsity contest. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHS.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back here in Yakima Nation Tribal School Gymnasium. Gold and blue, the school colors. The golden eagle, the imposing, fierce eyes looking across from the mural on the far wall of the gym. From my vantage point, I'm sitting on a stage area in this old school style gym. Stage area along the sideline where the team benches are. No seating, except there is a set of portable aluminum bleachers behind me up on the stage. And then across the way there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rows of bleachers. So it'll be a full house. The parking lot was full when I pulled up. That exciting junior varsity game brought quite a crowd. Girls fans coming in for the girls game. JV game went into overtime, and the Yakima Nation boys came back and beat the Irish boys in overtime in the season opener for the DeSales boys. But this is girls basketball right now. The Lady Irish are warming up down to my right in the Road Forest Green uniforms. The Kwayama, the Yakima Nation Tribal Golden Eagles, warming up to my left in their white uniforms trimmed in blue and black with gold numbers. The DeSales bench will be just to my left. If I lean out of the stage area and peek down, I see Coach Hazeltine watching the Golden Eagles warm up, and the Lady Irish are down to my right. So that's a look at the setting. I do have both teams on my score sheet now. When we come back, I'll tell you how these teams have done so far, more specifically, and share the starting lineups with you as we continue through this pregame show. You're listening to Irish Girls Basketball, first broadcast of the season on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at Yakima Nation Tribal School. They've got a brand new scoreboard in this gymnasium at both ends. It's digital. They're actually got some highlights of fall sports action up on the video right now, an advertisement from the NFHS, National Federation of High School Sports. It's a very beautiful scoreboard. It's got Eagles and DeSales up there now. They've taken the advertisement off. They're really, really nice. Best scoreboards I've seen at our level, anyway. Really nice looking. They do a very good job taking care of their facilities around here. Nice atmosphere. All right, the Lady Irish, 2-1 on the season. They opened their season way back on November 25th, before Thanksgiving, I think. They beat Colton 33-17. Now I'm pausing. Was that before Thanksgiving or not? Anyway, Tuesday, December 9th, they traveled to Pomeroy. That was this past Tuesday, just a few days ago. And got thumped by the Pirates on the road, 57-37. Then the Lady Irish on Thursday traveled the very short road, probably went up the freeway, to Walla Walla Community College. Nice opportunity to play in that venue and beat Mackay, Milton Freewater, by a score of 44-25. So the Lady Irish 2-1 on the season. This will be their first league game. The Yakima Nation Tribal, as I mentioned earlier in the pregame, they have already played 5 games. This will be their 6th game of the season, their 3rd game this week. And they have been busy and they have been successful. As I mentioned, they made it to the state tournament last year, won just 1 game in the tournament bracket after being the number 1 seed out of District 6. But they returned 4 starters from that team. And they are determined, obviously, just by the look at their scores so far. 5-0, they opened up the season with a non-league win over Highland, 65-39, and then 4 straight league wins. They beat Sunnyside Christian, typically a very solid team in the 1Bs, a perennial state tournament contender, and they ripped them 57-31 in their home court, on the Guayama's home court. And then they've been on the road. Last Saturday, they traveled down to our area, beat Prescott 70-18, and then Monday they were back in our area at Walla Walla Valley Academy, beat them 80-13. And then last night they were back again down in Touche, and they beat Touche last night 64-10. So they have been impressive, and the Lady Irish, tough test here in December for their first league matchup. But find out where you stand early on, then you got a lot of time to improve, and you just want to be playing your best basketball and be healthy when the league and district tournaments come around. So it'll be a big test for the Lady Irish in this one. We'll have the starting lineups, hopefully, when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Yakima Nation Tribal School, home of the Kwayama, the Golden Eagles. The Sales Girls and the Lady Golden Eagles continue to warm up. I was caught off guard with the overtime of the boys' game. I was anticipating that they would shorten up the warm-up period for this one, but they didn't. It was scheduled for a 4 o'clock start, and I thought maybe they'd at least knock 5 minutes off the warm-up, but they went with the full 20-minute warm-up, and that's just fine, because here we are. These two teams played twice last year on December 14th, almost exactly a year ago, with today being the 13th. The Lady Irish were defeated on this floor 52-31. And then on January 18th at the Sales, in the second part of the league season, the Irish girls were had a hard time off defensively. They gave up 80 points to the Golden Eagles, lost the game 80-42. And as I look at my score sheet, now that I do have the starting lineups, on my notes from last year, there were going to be four returning starters for Yakima Nation Tribal, but Amber Onepenny, who would have been a senior this year and started, is not on their roster this year, but starting in her place is Mykesa Wyena, who's a sophomore. And I looked at my notes, and last year as a freshman, in that 80-point win at the Sale, she led all scores with 17 points. Onepenny is gone, but Wyena, the sophomore, will step into a starting spot. We'll officially take a look at the starting lineups for this ball game. So when we come back, you're listening to Irish Girls Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at Yakima Nation Travel School. Lady Irish have come from their warm-ups down to my right to huddle up with Coach Hazeltine just down to my left along the sideline. And the Wayama players will do so as well. Their coaching staff greeting them. I do not have any names for the coaches of the Golden Eagles. Let's look at the starting lineups. First for Yakima Nation Tribal, number 3, Makisa Wayana, the sophomore, will start. As I mentioned, she had a 17-point game against the Irish last year, coming off the bench. 6 points and 17 in the 2 outings. Ayana Sampson, a senior, will start. I do not have heights I can estimate as we get into the game. And then Julia George, she's been a starter, I think, ever since we played them. I think they've been in our league at least 3 years. Can't remember if they're in our league as when she was a freshman, but she is over 6 foot. She's, I would say, 6'1", and she's a shot blocker. She's a good rebounder. And she can shoot the three. Starting last year, she could hit the three as well as score inside. She's not really a physical 6-footer, but she moves around, and obviously with her height, she creates a lot of hardship for the opponent. Ruby Walsey, a senior, will start. Ruby Walsey, who went by a different name last year, she's been really tough on the Irish since she's been here, and she's one of those players. She goes about 5'6". That's generous, but she's all over the floor. She can shoot the three. She can shoot the lay-in. She attacks the offensive boards relentlessly, which the Yakima Nation Tribal teams, boys and girls, typically really hustle, really play hard, pound the boards, and are very aggressive defensively. And you have to be able to handle that pressure. If you can handle the pressure all over the floor all game long, you can hang in there, but they thrive on the turnovers and getting easy points and second chance shots off their rebounds. So the fifth starter is TJ Thomas. She was not on their roster last year. That's a look at the starting lineups. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll have live action on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, and we had our flag salute, and just finishing up the starting lineups. Just trying to listen to see if I could hear the height or anything, but they didn't announce that. They did tell the ages, and I forgot to write those down. I was distracted. You'd think I'd get some of this stuff figured out after all these years, but I do not have the grades of the players that were not on their roster last year. But our starting lineups have been announced. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go for the first quarter. The officials have met with both coaching groups. The lead official also did the boys JV game, which if you didn't join us right away, that game went into overtime. So he's already done some extra work, and now he's doing a second game. And he'll bring his crew out onto the court, and we're ready to go. And Benavidez will step into the circle, a huge emblem, large emblem, not huge. The one on the wall is huge of the Kwayama Golden Eagle. The one on the gym floor is appropriately distinct. And she'll step in there against George, and George will control the tip to Walsey. In the front court to my left, swing it right wing to George. Irish in the zone defense in those forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold trim. They're swinging around to Walsey. Her shot won't go. Long rebound goes out to Wyena, and now the Golden Eagles will reset. They swing it to Sampson. Sampson underneath to Wyena in the corner to Walsey. Her three-pointer's an air ball right to Benavidez. Benavidez has it stripped away on the outlet. Boy, the official turned his back and was running down the floor, and she just got raked across the arms, and the Irish get back into the zone defense on the turnover. Long shot from the corner, another air ball chased down by George, swinging to Sampson. She'll fire from three, fire at will. Off the mark, rebound inside, Trujillo, Walsey, and she puts it up and in. Boy, bombs away from three, and then they got the rebound. So Walsey, who used to be called Trujillo, but when they announced it, they said Trujillo Walsey. So I think that's probably what I'll do. And now Trujillo Walsey steals it near half court from Mendoza, but she steps on the sideline. So the Lady Irish down 2-0, just under a minute into the ballgame. The Lady Irish have not gotten it across half court yet. They swing it over to Ortuno. Ortuno down low. She's double-teamed. She's called for traveling. So three turnovers for the Lady Irish early. Have not been able to get into their offense. Thomas, the newcomer to their roster, will bring it into front court. Pass down low to Trio. Stolen away by Ortuno. Ortuno gets it to Caso, then to Benavidez, who throws it right into the back of Holtzinger, and the loose ball goes out of bounds off the sails. So the Irish got a defensive steal from Ortuno, and then turned it right back over. Now Holtzinger steals the ball in the inbound. She's triple-teamed in backcourt, gets it over the top, now to Ortuno. Ortuno comes up to the right elbow, kicks it over right to Sampson. DeSales, another turnover. Well, DeSales created two turnovers, but they've turned it right back each time. George in the corner. That's Wyanna for three. It's off the mark. An air ball goes off the knee of Ortuno. Ortuno had good defensive rebounding position, but you weren't expecting that ball to get there so fast. George to inbound under the basket to our left. Now up top it goes to Trujillo Walsey. Now to Sampson. Move it, says their coaching staff. Swing it over to Trujillo. Down in the right corner to Wyanna. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound. Benavidez loses the handle and it goes right to George, who lays it in. So two offensive rebounds. That was a gift. Went right through Benavidez's hands to George. 4-0. The Irish down. And now we got a whistle and a 10-second timeout. Coach Hazeltine saves a 10-second call with the timeout. It'll be a 30-second time, so we'll keep it. Timeout, so we'll keep it here. 5:41 to go first quarter. The good news, the Bombs Away Yakima Nation Tribal girls have not come close on any three-pointers, but they have scored on two rebound putbacks. The bad news is the Irish girls have turned it over on every possession and have not been able to take a shot yet in this ballgame. So Coach Hazeltine trying to calm them down, and they got to try to get something going on offense, because at some point, I'm guessing Yakima Nation Tribal's girls are going to heat up offensively. 4-0, full court pressure after the timeout. 2-2-1, full court press by the Golden Eagles. Mendoza inbounds to Holtzinger. She checks the pressure. I'm sure they've worked on this. It doesn't surprise them. They get it crossed over to, that's Casso on the right wing. Now to Holtzinger. They swing it to Mendoza. High post to Benavidez. She has it slapped away. She's stripped and it's stolen away by Trujillo Walsey. Up court quickly with the shot is TJ. TJ Thomas hits the three. 7-0 Eagles. 5:10 to go first quarter. Casso surveying the double team. Gets it back to Mendoza. They swing it over to Holtzinger. Holtzinger breaks the pass. Pass on the right wing to Ortuno. Gets it past George and lays it in. The press break leads the points. Maddie Ortuno, nice job. Head fake. Got the six-footer in the air. Let her go by and then laid it in. DeSales gets on the board at the 450 mark of the ball game, first quarter. And there's an in-and-out three-pointer. Rebound Ortuno. Outlet to Holtzinger. Irish down 7-2 with the ball. Boy, they let him play. This is always the way it goes. They press you. They're all over you all the time, and there's not been a foul called yet. They swing it around to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound. George has it knocked away by Benavidez, but it goes right to Sampson. Sampson gets it into front court to Wyanna. Irish hustle back into that 2-3 zone. Irish down 7-2. George on the left wing with the ball. Long pass to the right side to Trujillo, just inside the three-point line. Shot won't go off the mark, and the rebound goes out of bounds to DeSales. So the Irish are hanging in there and set to check in for DeSales. First substitution for either team, Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, will check in for the Irish. And Ortuno sits down. Maddie, the only basket for the Irish so far. They got that off the press break. And now Holtzinger has it slapped away, and it goes out of bounds. Irish will inbound to my left. Mendoza standing right in the doorway of the friendly confines of this court. And she'll get it in bounds to Holtzinger. Holtzinger lobs it over the top of the press to Benavidez in the front court. She traveled. Couldn't get herself slowed down. Lady Irish having a whole lot of trouble with the pressure, which it's that's what we expect when we come here. And at some point, they just got to get better at it. 3:53 to go, first quarter. Irish down 7-2. The defense has been solid. They get it down low to Trujillo. She passed up the shot, gets it to George, 15-footer straight away, and she's got a bucket. The Eagles have now opened up a 9-2 lead. Irish on the press break again. Holtzinger lobs it into front court to Mason, pass down the right corner. She gets it. Trujillo's right on her. They double-teamed her. She hits the deck, and there we've got our first foul call of the ball game. 3:30 to go in the first quarter, and that is on Ruby Trujillo-Walsey. And they lob it inside to Mendoza, puts it up and in. Nice little lob pass inside by Mendoza. DeSale scores off the inbound play. Irish down 9-4. Sampson brings it front court. High post pass to George. Ball tipped away, gets it back. 15-footer straight away off the mark. Won't go. Rebound by Mason. Strong with the board. Gets it to Holtzinger. She's triple team. Gets it over the top to Mendoza. Mendoza goes baseline. George cuts her off, kicking their left corner to Casso. Left open for three, and she traveled. They had the defense out of position. Audrey caught the ball on the three-point line. Said, whoa, I'm wide open, and then got a little nervous with the feet. Holtzinger's going to get a break, and Gretchen Ferraro, a 5'2" eighth grader, went from the middle school team last year to the varsity roster this year. Gretchen at 5'2" will play at the top of the zone. Right corner pass to Wyanna. Up top to George. She'll fire a deep three between the circles, and she hits it. Their second three-pointer of the ball game, the Hank Warden, Edward Jones three-pointer, both of them by the Eagles so far. Lindley Donnelly is also checked, and she has a pass slapped away. Mendoza gets a loose ball. There's that pressure, and there's a foul on Trujillo as she tried to overplay a tip pass, and that will be the second foul on Trujillo. So Lindley Donnelly is checked in. I didn't catch that. 5'3" sophomores in the ball game. So Benavidez is the only, and excuse me, Benavidez and Mendoza, the two starters on the floor. Off of Coach Hazeltine's bench, we have Mason, the freshman, Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, and Lindley Donnelly, the sophomore. She pounces, passes it to the top of the key, stolen by George. Ahead to TJ. TJ Thomas, shot won't go, rebound Donnelly. Lindley surveying the traffic, picks up her dribble in backcourt, gets it to Benavidez. Benavidez double team, finds Mason at the high post, turns on George, can't find room, kicks it out to Donnelly. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Battle for the rebound inside. Gretchen Ferraro on the deck with it, battling with an Eagle player, and now Benavidez is in the pile too, and it's going to be DeSales basketball. Nice hustle by Gretchen Ferraro, keeping that possession alive, and then the tied up ball, possession arrow goes to DeSales. 2:08 to go, first quarter, Irish down 12-4. Get in the corner to Ferraro. Pass up top to Donnelly between the circles. Donnelly getting pressured hard. Now she's double-teamed. Hasn't slapped away. Ball's on the deck. She's got it. She's tied up, and they'll blow the whistle with the shot clock. The shot clock ran out. Okay, so the Irish turn it over. Into the game for the Eagles, Nika Lara. Again, no numbers or ages. I don't have a roster. High post pass to George. George kicks it left corner to Wyanna. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound to Benavidez. Benavidez gets it to Mendoza. Mendoza can't chase down the ball. She couldn't handle the initial pass. Tried to get her dribble going and bounced it out of bounds. Holtzinger will check back in, and Benavidez will get her break, first break. So Coach Hazeltine has now given every one of his starters a rest early. Fatigue is a big deal when you play these guys. They get all over you. Into the game for the Guayama, Serena Cloud. Sampson with it to Cloud on the right wing. In the right corner to Wyanna. Looking inside, nobody out. The Irish defense has been solid. They double team. George Sheed passes behind her shoulder to the cutting Cloud for the lay-in. Nice assist. That's one with the double team. Cloud cut to the rim for the lay-in. 14-4, Eagles. Ferraro double team. Gets it to Holtzinger. Head to Donnelly. Donnelly has it slapped away and stolen away by Cloud. 14-4 Eagles. A minute to go, first quarter. Wyanna up top. It goes to Sampson. Swing it to Lara. In the corner to George. Back to Lara on the give and go on the lay-in. Nice fundamental basketball by the Eagles. Five different players have scored. They've opened up a 16-4 lead. There's the ball knocked away underneath by Sampson and out of bounds. So they press, press, press. If you break the press, they're fine with you going for the quick shot, because then you make it. They get to go the other way. You miss it, they're probably getting the rebound, and they're going the other way. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Irish trying to keep the pace slow. Irish will inbound it. Get it to front court to Mason. Pass down low to Ortuno. Back to Mason. Wasn't ready for the pass. Went right to Sampson. Now to Cloud. She'll shoot a transition three off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by the Eagles. Ferraro goes after the loose ball and slaps it off Wyanna's leg and out of bounds. Like the hustle of all the Lady Irish, in particular Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, doing a nice job in that department. Holtzinger passes in front court to Mendoza. Cut off. We're down to 15 seconds to go first quarter. See if the Irish can play for one shot. They're in their set offense now. Ferraro gets it to the high post to Mason. She's double king. Kicks it left wing to Mendoza. She finds Ortuno open underneath, but Ortuno turns and shoots it off the backside of the backboard. Megan got it on the block. If she had turned to her right, she had her back to the basket. No, to her left. She would have been right in a good position. She turned to her right and ended up under the basket. Now a whistle, a foul on the inbound as the ball was loose. Stopping clock with 1.7 seconds to go. That's the first foul on DeSales. So Ortuno back to the basket. She did turn to the right, which put her behind the basket. If she'd have turned over her left shoulder, she'd have had a shot. And a desperation shot from half court on the inbound is off the mark. 8 minutes in the books here at Yakima Nation Tribal. Lady Irish trail the Golden Eagles 16-4. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Lady Irish down 16-4. We'll start the second quarter with the basketball. And Mendoza will take a 16-footer off the left wing, off the iron, won't go, rebound Sampson. Ahead to Wyanna. Went ahead to Cloud. Cloud misses a lay-in attempt. Gets her own rebound, though. Sampson at between the circles. Now to Lara. Back to Cloud. Over to Wyanna. Wyanna, Sampson, and Trujillo. Three starters along with two bench players for the Eagles. Mason, Ortuno, Mendoza, Holtzinger, Benavides. And Sampson hits a three as I try to set the Irish defense. Caught it, shot it, rattled it home, 19-4. Another Hank Warden, Edward Jones three for the Eagles. There's an errant pass by Benavides, taken away by the Eagles. Wyanna the other way as it slapped away by Mendoza. 19-4, Irish down. See if they can defend this inbound under the basket. Get it right corner to Cloud. Cloud against top of the key to Trio. Ball slapped away by Ortuno. Ball's loose on the floor. Benavides got it, and then she immediately, I always get tongue-tied. So Ortuno got in there with two Eagles and knocked the ball away. She's scrambling around on the floor with him. She tips it to Benavides, and Benavides threw it right back to her, which didn't help the cause. And so now the jump ball is called, the possession in favor of the Eagles. Either that or they called traveling on Ortuno. Right corner to Wyanna. Wyanna hits a three. They missed their first several three-pointers, but they're heating up now. One, two, three, four. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three-pointers. There's a steal at half court by Lara. Got away from Mason. Out to Cloud. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Sampson. Ripped away by Benavides. She's ahead of the pack. Cloud trying to chase her down. Benavides misses a lay-in. Mendoza with the rebound, then she has it ripped away by Trujillo-Walsey. Her outlet tip, Holtzinger ends up with it. She takes a top from the top of the key, won't go, out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. 6:15 to go in the half. DeSales down 22-4. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And out of the timeout, wow, two passes and a lay-in. The Irish were not ready. The Eagles threw it in bounds, one pass, two pass, lay-in. The Sales girls were not prepared there after the break. That'll be a teachable moment. Irish down 24-4 now. Into front court, Benavides with it. Passes it inside right to Cloud. Mason was open at the foul line. I think she thought she was going to cut to the basket. Thomas kicks it out to Cloud. Up top to Sampson. Swing it over to Lara. Lara up top to Cloud. Left wide open on the top of the key. Three on the way. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Benavides, or Mason, and Mason hits the deck. Benavides crashed into her. The Sales, the good news is they blocked out. It was all green shirts underneath. And the bad news is Benavides ran into the backside of Mason, knocked her down, and traveling's the call. Inbounding it are the Eagles. Pass up top to Cloud. Swing it right side to Lara. Lara, right corner pass for Wyanna, slapped away by, or that's Thomas, slapped away by Holtzinger and off of Thomas. Good defense. Now a substitution for the Eagles. Makisa Wyanna wasn't even in the ball game there when I said her name. She's in there now, though, as Cloud sits down. Thomas is the new player on their roster that I'm trying to match her face up with her name and number. Ball tipped away in the Irish front court. Lindley Donnelly, who's checked in, runs it down. She'll get it between the circles to Mendoza. Right wing pass to Holtzinger. Three on the way. It's partially blocked. Ball's loose. Donnelly tries to save in the corner. Run to the scoreboard at the opposite end of the floor from my vantage point. That she can't do it. Ends up with the cheerleaders down there, the cheerleaders for the Kwayama, the Golden Eagles of Yakima Nation Tribal. They'll bring it in the front court. The Sales in that zone defense. Donnelly pressuring the ball out front. Pass now to Trujillo. And now a collision on a pass attempt to George. And that's going to be a foul on Mendoza. So Teresa gets the foul. That is the first foul of the game, I think, on DeSales. There have been two on the Eagles, both on Walsey. And Mendoza slaps a pass away. Like her aggression right now, knocking it out of the Irish effort on our defense has been very good. Our ability to break the pressure and have any success offensively has been negligible. Trujillo misses a three-pointer. Shot won't go. We got a rebound foul as George hits the deck. And that foul is going to be on Maddie Ortuno. So I think maybe one of Coach Holt's Hazeltine's messages might have been, hey, we got to get more aggressive. We didn't even commit a foul in that first half. So we've committed two here. And that is, there was a shooting foul, they say. Interesting. She missed the first free throw. So they say it was on the rebound, or the putback after the rebound. So she hits the second shot. Irish have been outscored 9-0 here in the second quarter, trail at 25-4. Press is on. Holtzinger gets it to Casso, who's checked back in. Casso back to Holtzinger. They break the press down. Coach Hazeltine calling out the instructions for the offense. Right wing to Donnelly. Donnelly back to Casso. High post to Ortuno, no room to shoot. She drives on Trujillo. Shot blocked by George. That six-footer just stands in the back of their 2-3 zone and swats it out of there. Now a quick three the other way by Thomas, and she hits it. The Hank Warden Edward Jones three for the Eagles. Their fifth of the game, 28-4. Now on the drive is Casa. Shot won't go. Rebound Benavides. Her shot is wild off the mark and rebounded out of there by the Eagles. Wyanna throws it too long up court for Thomas. Turned it over. So the 2-2-1 press, if you break it, they quickly get back into a 2-3 zone. And then you got to deal with the pressure on the wings and then the six-footer underneath. Irish trying to break the press. Castle gets into front court at the top of the key to Benavides. Benavides to Castle. Swing it left wing to Gretchen. Ferraro's checked in. Trujillo on her. Slaps it away. Now stolen away by Sampson. Two seniors getting after an eighth grader there. In the corner with it is Wyanna. To Sampson. To George. Cutting to the basket. And she lays it in. Ball to the corner, ball to the wing, cut from the top of the key, lay in for George. They execute very well. Remember, three returning starters from a team that made it to the state tournament last year. They pass it on the wing to Donnelly. Her shot inside, blocked out of there by George Trujillo with the loose ball, and Gretchen Ferraro will foul her trying to pressure the ball. You want to pressure the ball to keep them from running the fast break. Gretchen just a little too aggressive, but I'm sure Coach Hazeltine will take that. Irish girls down 30-4. 3:01 to go in the first half. Not really a very deep bench at all for Yakima Nation either. They've got eight players on their roster. Seven have played. I didn't really watch them warm up that closely counting the players. George fires a three. It won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. Thomas pressuring her in back. Court. Teresa trying to dribble out the clock, gets into front court, bounce pass to Ferraro. Ferraro left open. If you're open, you got to take the shot. Now Holtzinger with it between the circles. Down low to Mason, trying to back in on George, and then she fouls it. Addison, the eighth grader, got some size. She's physical. She's got her back to the basket to get with the six-footer behind her. She's thinking, okay, I got to run a post move here. So she turned and put the shoulder right into George and got called for the offensive foul. So she had the right idea. She just wasn't ready to execute it. George on the right wing. Up top to Thomas. Three on the way out there. I won't go. Nice block out. Gretchen Ferraro is called for traveling as she's bumped off balance. The fundamental things, there's some really good things. All green shirts on a lot of the rebounds. But it's just what to do with the ball when you get it has been a big issue for the Irish so far. But we're mid-December. We got to get this figured out by the end of February. Coach Hazeltine and his staff will work hard with the girls. Left wing pass to Wyanna. Three on the way up the inbound. And they swing it around and she hits a three. They're 4-3 of the quarter. Ortuno passes it over the top of the pressure to Mason. Mason goes strong against George, laying too strong. Benavides with the rebound. Her putback is no good, but a foul. That was the best job I've seen of the Lady Irish attacking the basket with three players once they broke the press. So the foul is on Cloud, her first, and Benavides will shoot the first free throws of the ball game for the Irish. The Eagles have been to the free throw line just once. So it's been a quick game in that regard. Irish down 33-4. Benavides scored in the first quarter off a lob inside on an inbound play. She misses her first free throw. Second free throw is on the way, and it bounces around. It's off the mark. George with the rebound. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas. Hesitation dribble. Keeps the dribble. Now gets a pick and roll pass to George. She misses the shot. Mason with the rebound. Pressure on her. She gets to Holtzinger. Teresa dribbles through a double team. Gets it to Mason at the top of the key. Mason trying to drive. Cloud cuts her off. Sampson comes behind her and steals it. Stop the ball. Trap the ball. That's another. You can tell. It's easy to figure what they're doing. It's not so easy to combat it. Stop the ball. Trap the ball. Press the ball all over the floor. Pass on the baseline. Defending there is Holtzinger. Couldn't see who the player was. Thomas out George. They swing it quickly to Wyanna. Now left corner Cloud. They move the ball really well. Up top to Sampson. Sampson's called for an offense. No, actually, Cloud got called for an offensive foul. The shot clock was running down. I thought maybe they were going to call Sampson for traveling. And got a stoppage of play. DeSales will inbound from the sideline right in front of their bench. Tessa Mendoza will inbound it to Benavides. High post pass to Mason. Down low to Ortuno. Ortuno has it slapped away by Cloud. It goes right to Wayana. Ahead to Thomas. Thomas lays it in. On ball pressure. Lady Ash. It's hot. You cannot really simulate this at practice, but they'll just have to get better at it. They get it to the high post to Mason. She drives in, has her shot blocked by George. Gets it to Sampson, ahead to Wyanna behind the defense, who lays it in. Wyanna, the sophomore, has 8 points all in this quarter. George's second block shot. So Mason, the freshman, 5'8", tried to do the right thing, took the ball to the basket, and George, a long-armed 6'1" senior, just put it right back on her. Right wing pass to Holtzinger, three on the way, out the mark, won't go. Rebound Mendoza, but she's going to get called for an offensive foul. She got to the ball first, but she went through Wyanna's arm to do it. And that is, will put the Irish over the limit on fouls. And Coach Hazeltine saying, hey, we're just battling for a loose ball there. And it looked like a 50-50 ball, but now he's talking to the other official about it. So Sampson will shoot free throws. And now Coach Hazeltine just got a technical foul called on him by the lead official right in front of me, which it could have happened in the past, but I don't know if I've ever witnessed Coach Hazeltine getting a technical foul, but he got one right there. So Sampson misses the first one on the technical. And now Samson's second one is good. I might have screwed up my score sheet. Oh. So she's going to shoot the regular. So she hits that one. Okay. I'm a little screwed up now. Samson looks at the official and says, do I got to shoot another one? So I think they're going to get the ball, too. 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 17. They had scored 21 points in this quarter before those free throws. That gives them 30. So they made 3 out of 4. 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 14, 15, 17, 20, 24. Yeah, they're up 40-4. So a tough way to end the first half. Coach Hazeltine. Thanks, buddy. All right, we're halfway through this girls' contest. Lady Irish shut out in the second quarter. They trail 40-4 at the half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at the half. The Sales girls down 40-4, their first league game of the year, and it's a tough matchup. The defending league champion, the defending district champion, who returned three starters off a state tournament team from last year, and after a little bit of a slow start shooting, the Eagles heated up. They outscored the Irish 16-4 in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, it just got worse for the Irish. DeSales does not score a basket in the second quarter. 0-for-2 from the free throw and line, got two or three shots blocked, got a couple other shots up, but a lot of turnovers. The Eagles made four Hank Warden, Edward Jones three-pointers in the quarter. They were 4-of-6 from the free throw line. Two of those on technical foul shots there right before the end of the half. And so everything's going right for the Eagles. Not much going right for the Lady Irish except their effort level and their attempts to execute their press break and their 2-3 zone defense. So their execution effort level is good. Their ability to successfully execute it. So they're doing the right things. They're trying to go to the right spots. They're just getting outplayed by a much better team right now. When we come back, we'll take a look at the schedule of upcoming games and a peek at what to look forward to in the second half of this doubleheader broadcast. The DeSales boys season opener all the way here on December 14th. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, it's December 14th. On most school calendars, next week will be the last school week of the year, the calendar year. And we're already seeing a few folks with some festive, got some Santa hats, elf hats from the Yakima Nation Tribal student body. Some selling raffle tickets, selling soda pop for take a shot from behind the three-point line or the different spots where they have the soda jugs. Festive atmosphere, and this is the third of four games. The Yakima Nation Tribal School won both JV contests. The boys' JV game, the Irish boys had a lead when I got here midway through the fourth quarter, but they gave it up. It went to overtime, and then the Irish ran out of gas and lost the JV game. So the Yakima Nation's teams are firmly in control of this contest now at 40-4, so they're going to win the first three games. And hopefully the Irish boys in their season opener, after this successful run of the football team, 14-0 state champions last Friday up in at Husky Stadium in Seattle. And Coach Wood loved to see it, I'm sure, with two of his sons playing on that team. But he's also been chomping at the bit to get his guys on the court. 3 years in a row, the DeSales boys have been one win away from playing for a state championship. They placed third the last 3 years, and they hope that this year can be the year they get over the hump. And it starts here this evening in Toppenish, the Irish boys' season opener, a league game. Yakima Nation Tribals boys have already played five games, and they are 3-2 on the season, 2-2 in league play. So the boys will try to win the nightcap in their season opener. The Lady Irish just try to take a deep breath and get better. Down 40-4 at the half. We'll be right back with the second half tip on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, I was supposed to talk about the upcoming games on that last break. Forgot to, but since the Sales boys got such a late start to the season, they're going to have to cram a lot of games in now. And next week is an example. The Irish girls and boys will play three more games before Christmas break. They have a three-game week next week, Tuesday. The boys only play two games. Tuesday, the girls play Columbia Burbank, and that'll be a girls-only game. There will be no radio coverage on that one. And then Wednesday, the boys and girls have a league game hosting Prescott at DeSales. Girls will tip at 6, boys at 7:30. That Burbank game Tuesday, girls will tip at 6:30. And then Friday, on a neutral court but in Walla Walla, Riverside Christian will play a boys-only game against the Irish out at Walla Walla Community College. Apparently Riverside Christian does not have a girls program. So three games next week. We're back to live action to start the second half. They get it down low to George. Can't get the shot inside. Rebound by Holtzinger. The Irish working to my left now. They get the outlet to Benavides. Down low to Ortuno. Goes off her head. Ricochet goes to Mendoza. She can't control it. Well, they defended George in the low block. Got the rebound, but couldn't finish at the other end. There's Holtzinger with a knockaway on a pass up court. So, Coach Hazeltine, pleased with the defensive effort of the Lady Irish so far. Early possessions here in the second half. They sideline inbound play. Driving to the basket is Thomas. Can't the shot. Rebound Benavidez. Benavidez triple team. Has a pass knocked away. Gets it back. Gets it to Holtzinger. They've got a 3-on-2. Get it down to low to Ortuno. Shot won't go. Mendoza puts the shot up. It goes and Chiefs foul. Mendoza got inside of George. Head fake twice. And then put it up and got fouled. And she made it. So the Irish only 4 first half points. And Mendoza has a chance to make this a 3-point play. Her free throw banks off, spins around, and goes out of bounds on the rebound off of DeSales. 2 points for Benavidez in the game, 2 for Ortuno, and now 2 points for Mendoza. Irish down 40-6. For the Eagles, 10 for George, 8 for Wyanna, 8 for Thomas, 6 for Sampson, 4 for Lara. Shot miss inside. George with the rebound. She can't hit the putback. Long rebound goes to Castle. Castle going the other way. Can't hit the shot, but she's fouled by Thomas. The sales much more aggressive coming out of the halftime break. They have a chance to score they've scored the first points of the second half, and they have the chance to, so let's win the third quarter. Let's win the second half. It's Casso at the free throw line. Audrey's first free throw is off the mark. The sales now is 0 for 4 at the free throw line. Second one is also off the mark. We got a whistle and a lane violation on the Golden Eagles. So Audrey will get a second chance. Her second chance at her second free throw goes up and in. So Audrey hits the free throw, her first point of the game. The Irish have outscored the Eagles 3-0 here in the third quarter. And there's a long shot by George. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped on the baseline and out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. So we've played 1:09 in the second half, and the Irish lead the second half 3-0. And it's tied in the second half now, as Thomas hits a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3 from the corner off the inbound. 43-7, Irish down. The 7th 3-pointer. Then Mendoza turns, throws it right to Thomas, but it goes through her hands to Holtzinger to Benavidez, and Benavidez hits a little 8-footer. So the ball bounced the Irish way, and Peyton gets her second basket. 43-9, Eagles. Up top to Sampson. Irish coaches really encouraging their girls to play pressure defense. George, a long three from the left corner, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Benavidez. Benavidez, long outlet to Ortuno. 1-on-2, she double teamed, nobody open. She gets it to Benavidez, who puts it up over George. Shot won't go, rebound tip, Sampson's got it. George went down hard, and she's having a little trouble getting up. The other way comes Trujillo-Walsey. Her shot won't go, rebounded by Benavidez, she's double-teamed, and then she's fouled on the reach-in. The Lady Irish playing with a lot of spunk here in the third quarter. We'd like to see it. It's a long season. This is just a great opportunity to get better, and they've definitely got better here in the first few minutes of the second half. So Trujillo picks up her third foul. George is the player who comes out, though. Oh, excuse me. Trujillo came out. Cloud came in. Now Lara comes in for George, who came up a little gimpy on that last possession. Irish trying to break the press. Benavidez looks over the top, passes it too hard for Casso and off her hand. So the speed of the players running down the field and the speed that is anticipated by the passer, they're just not on the same page. Benavidez thought Audrey was going a little faster than she was on that. They swing it over to Thomas. She fires a three and she hits it. Her second three-pointer. 46-9. Eagles. Pass down low for Ortuno. Too high for Benavidez. Saves it out top to Holtzinger. She'll fire three. She's got it. The first Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Great hustle by Benavidez. Saved it behind her back. Went right out to Holtzinger for a wide open three. Irish down 45-12. About scored the Eagles here in the second half. Mendoza steals it away from Sampson. Ball's loose. Sampson gets it back. Gets it to Lara. Lara on the drive goes up strong. Shot won't go, but she's fouled by Ortuno. Ortuno's second foul. So DeSales girls, after two field goals in the first quarter, no points in the second quarter, four first half points, the Irish have scored 8 third quarter points. That's progress. Lara's first free throw attempt is up and good. Lara has 5 points. The Eagles now 5 of 7 from the free throw line. The Irish are 1 of 5. Mason checks in for the Irish as Ortuno sits down. No, check, that wasn't Ortuno sitting down. I can't see our bench. Ortuno, Mason, Mendoza, Benavidez, and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. And Benavidez throws a long pass in the front court too high for the Irish and out of bounds. So the Eagles have the ball back on the turnover. We got a timeout on the floor. 4:47 to go, third quarter. DeSales on 47-12. Eagles with the ball, and we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, in the first 3 minutes and 13 seconds of the third quarter, the Irish have outscored the Eagles 8-7. And the Eagles inbound after the timeout. Sampson with it up top. Has the ball slapped away. Loose ball. Ortuno and Cloud fighting for it. Both of them are on the deck, and we're going to have a foul called. And it's going to be called on Ortuno. That's her third. Both players diving for the ball. Ortuno was on the floor first, and the other girl landed on her back. Oh, well. Inbound pass goes to Sampson, who lays it in. 49-12. Eagles. In the front court comes Mendoza. She got away with the travel there. Gets it on the wing to Benavides. High post to Mason. Mason up top to Holtzinger. Cloud on her. Holtzinger on the dribble drive. Takes a tough hook shot. Won't go, but I like the way she attacked the basket. And that's going to be on Ayanna Sampson, her first foul. But DeSales is going to the line now for the third time here in the second half. Gretchen Ferraro and Lindley Donnelly getting set to check in. Teresa's free throw is off the mark. She hit that Hank Warden-Edward Jones three-pointer earlier in the quarter after Benavidez had saved the ball from going out of bounds. So Donnelly will check in for Mendoza. Gretchen Ferraro waits. She must be checking in for Teresa. Second free throw is good. Sub. I'm sitting here at the scorer's table. I can't do my job, so I'll try to do the scorekeeper's job. So they buzz Gretchen in. Teresa sits down with 4 points. Coach Holtzinger and his staff just teaching and coaching. Just trying to get better, getting his players in the ballgame. That's a low post pass to Cloud, slapped out of bounds by Benavidez. Remember, George, the six-footer, left a couple minutes ago with a gimpy leg, and she hasn't come back in. That'll help the Irish. Into the game for the first time for the Eagles, Sione Starr is in there now. So they don't have much height, so that should help the Irish. Sampson swings it over to Lara. Lara, right corner to Wyena. Three on the way. She's got it. Her third three-pointer of the game. The third of this third quarter. The ninth three-pointer. The ninth Hank Warden-Edward Jones three of the game for the Eagles. Donnelly on the drive down the right side. Nice little pocket pass inside to Mason. Mason can't finish. Rebound Lara. Donnelly, nice job. She basically drew a triple team and bounced past it right through there to Mason. Now the ball's loose. Mason's got it. She goes up strong. Shot won't go. Nika Lara was big and physical in there. No fouls called. And she's just kind of laughing to herself. And quickly the other way come the Eagles, and Wyanna misses a lay-in attempt, but she's fouled. That foul was on Benavides, her first. Wyanna, who has 11 points, 3 3-point field goals and a 2-point field goal, misses the first free throw. As Casso will check in for Benavides. Benavides will sit down with 4 points so far in the ballgame. So 3 players in double figures for the Eagles. Wyanna hits the second one. She's got 12. Thomas has 14, and George has 10, all in the first half for George. And Star slaps it away from Lindgren. It goes out of bounds off of Star, so the Irish will maintain possession. Sampson checks out, and Trujillo-Walsey checks back in. Inbound to Griff, to Ferraro. Now Donnelly between the circles, back to Gretchen. And we got a whistle and a ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline. Okay. I've been looking at the shot clocks, and I thought it was just the glare that was making it hard to see, but the old shot clocks are not in operation. They have the shot clock right on these new scoreboards. All right. So if you read it left to right, it says Eagles 53, shot clock running, period 3, and then the sales score 13. And there's a steal on the inbound. Pass quickly ahead to Laura. She'll cut off by Artuno, kick out to Cloud. She'll fire 3 and hit the 3. So they missed their first 4 or 5 three-point attempts in this ball game, and several of them were air balls, but they've definitely found the range. Bombs away. Their fourth of the quarter, 10th of the game. That was Cloud's first, and there's another steal by the Eagles. Well, the Irish had the better of it for about 2.5 minutes, but the Eagles are really getting after them now. But the Eagles turn it over as they come the other way, and now Lindley Donnelly will bring it into front court. 56-13, Irish down, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Casso drives baseline, cut off by Cloud. Cloud slaps it away, ball's loose, and then we got a foul as Star and Ortuna went after the loose ball. That foul is on Star. The game speed play of the Eagles is just a lot faster than the game speed play of the Irish, and they've just got to learn that, get stronger. Timeout on the floor. Irish will be inbounding the ball when we come back. 1:43 to go, third quarter. Eagles 56. The sales 13. You're listening on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Eagles are as expected. What you see is what you get year after year with them. They were league champions and district champions last year. Underperformed maybe at state, winning just one game in the state bracket. Returned 3 starters and their first player off the bench, Makisa Wyanna, who was a freshman last year, but she's a sophomore starter now, and she has 12 points in the ballgame, 3 3-point field goals. They're a tough matchup for anybody. And Ortuno will shoot free throws, because that's 5 fouls now on the Eagles. And Ortuno hits the first free throw. Maddie scored the first basket of the game for the Irish as they broke the press. Hit a bucket at the 450 mark in the first quarter. And now she hits both free throws. Nice fundamental free throw shooting for Madison, the 5'4 senior. Irish down 56-15, but they've scored 11 points in this quarter after just 4 in the first half and 3 back. For Cloud, one pass down the corner, and Serena Cloud, it's her second Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 of the quarter. 59-15. And we've got a lot of basketball left. The Eagles' high point game of the season so far has been 80 points. They did that on Monday against Walla Walla Valley Academy. And now a pass to the high post to Mason, and Mason, anticipating some pressure, ends up traveling. There's a pass in the right corner to Starr, now up top to Trujillo. Trujillo swings it up between the circles to Wyena, left wing to Cloud. Cloud drives to the basket as it's stripped away by Donnelly. Ball's loose and out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. And we're at the running clock now because they've gone past the 40-point lead. And there's a ball loose on the inbound. And it's, I think he called jump ball. That goes to DeSales. Everything's right up there on that scoreboard. Just got to take advantage of that. Ooh, they even have a little thing. Wow, they even got a little computerized who has how many points. Eagles 59, DeSales 15 with the last 10 seconds running off. And who has the ball? Wow. Now the Irish having trouble. And now we've got a whistle and a foul call as Cloud was all over Casso. And so she'll get free throws. They're going to let the clock run. So, but Audrey will shoot the free throws. So DeSales has had a competitive third quarter. Not competitive on the scoreboard, but their response has been good to that rough first half when they were down 40-4. Casso misses the first one, excuse me. Why I said that. All right, second free throw's on the way, and it's also off the mark. Now we're at the end of the third quarter. Irish down 59-15. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Lady Irish outscored 40-4 in the first half, only outscored 19-11 in the third quarter, and then there's a drive to the basket to start the third quarter. Thomas hit the lay-in on a nifty spin move, but they say, too many steps. On the floor to start the fourth quarter for Coach Hazeltine's Lady Irish, Lindley Donnelly, Audrey Casso, Gretchen Ferraro, Maddie Orturno, and Addison Mason. Eagles in that zone defense, 2-3 zone. In fact, it's more of a 3-2. They really pressure the wings, and then George is back in the game. The six-footer sat most of that third quarter after straining her ankle a bit. And then Mason gets the ball inside, throws it off the top part of the backboard, but the Irish get it back, and now the shot clock's going to run out. Addison Mason likes and invites the physical part of the game, the finesse part of the game. She just got to keep working on that. Just a freshman. She was on the varsity roster last year as an eighth grader. They get it out to George on the right wing. Irish looks like they switched to a man-to-man now. They get it down low to Wyanna. George, nice assist. Wyanna lays it in. So DeSales playing a little man-to-man now. Got to work on that too. 61-15, Irish down. Casso in the right corner to Orcuno. Orturno, pass up top to Ferraro. Quick pass to Casso. High post to Mason. 15-footer on the way. Off the back. I won't go. Gretchen Ferraro gets it. Puts up a shot. It won't go. gets it, but it's blocked out of bounds by George. Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2", eighth grader, got the rebound. Julia George, 6 foot plus, was right in front of her with her hands up, and Gretchen leaned into her and to get the ball back. Donnelly's three-pointer from the corner, partially blocked, rebound by the Eagles. Into front court, Trujillo. Ahead on the fast break to Wyanna, loses the handle on the ball, loose ball picked up by Casso. Lady Eagles getting a little sloppy. Irish trying to take advantage of it. Pass up top to Mason, goes strong on George, goes up strong with the shot, won't go. Rebound, Trujillo, but George felt that one. Mason knocked her right into the padding. 61-15. Eagles with the ball and that commanding lead. George dribbles to the right wing, fires a three, and hits it. Julia George, 10 first half points. That's her first basket of the second half. Benavidez pass on the left wing, took it away from Gretchen Ferraro, then tries to give it back to her, but it's stolen by Thomas. So it's a little miscommunication there for the Irish, but Thomas, a long baseball pass the other way, goes out of bounds. Eagles getting a little sloppy here down the stretch. The Sales yet to score in the quarter after that nice third quarter where they scored 11 points. Ferraro drives in, gets it to Mason. Mason goes up strong and lays it in. Mason keeps working at it. That was a nice lay. Put her left shoulder down, laid up off the glass with the right hand. Mason's first basket of the game. 64-17. 4:50 to go in the contest. High post pass to George. Split the post. And a cut to the basket by Thomas for the lay-in. So the Irish have switched to the man-to-man, and the Eagles are trying to carve it up. They get to the high post to George. Then Thomas just runs by her and gets the little bounce pass back. There's Casso right by George. Shot won't go, gets her own rebound, puts the shot up again. Blocked by Wyanna. Loose ball. Mason's got it, gets it to Ferraro. It won't go. Rebound tip, and Benavidez puts it into Sales. Really sticking with it there. Good effort. 66-19, excuse me. Eagles with the lead. I like the way they're challenging the Eagles, and George is not trying to block any shots, it doesn't look like. She takes a wild shot, won't go, rebound Mason. Mason's playing hard. Pass ahead to Ferraro. Back to Mason. Mason goes up strong, misses a lay-in, rebounded by Starr. Ahead it goes to Thomas, who lays in. Mason's a bit frustrated. Thought she got fouled on that lay-in attempt, but I think the officials, especially the lead official who did the JV game, he's just pretty darn tired right now. Now a late whistle is Benavidez fired a three from the corner and hit the deck, and the official had to call that one because Benavidez fell right at his feet. And so that's Trujillo's. That might be her fifth foul. Now it's her fourth. So Benavidez will shoot three free throws. First free throws up and off the mark. And into the game for Coach Hazeltine is Liliano Osorio Rivas, new to the roster. And I have gotten to the point in my career where all the Lady Irish faces and the DeSales players' faces aren't always familiar to me. I don't really know her. Oh, they say it was just a two-shot foul? Okay, well, she hits the second one. Irish down 68-20. Pass inside goes to Cloud. Over to Starr. Three on the way off the mark. Rebound to Ortuno. Ortuno drives between the circles. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Benavidez. She'll fire a long three, and she banks it in. Not sure if she called the bank, but she made the deposit. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three for Peyton Benavidez. She's got five in the quarter, nine for the game. Lara on the give-and-go cut, gets it back from Sampson and lays it in. They are a very skilled team. The give-and-go, the split the post. And there it is. Obviously, they're having fun out there, the Eagles, with the commanding lead. They're going to go to 6-0. Got a reach-in foul on the Eagles, and that'll be free throws for Ortuno. Foul is on Starr, her second. 2:15 to go in the ballgame. They were letting the clock run during free throws, but I think the officials told them they need to stop it during free throws. Ortuno misses the first. Second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound, Lara. To Cloud. Ferraro on her. Now the clock, they just now turned the clock on. They went from running clock to not running the clock at all. There we go. In the corner to Star. Gets the loose ball, then she throws it into backcourt. Nice pressure defense by the Lady Irish, forcing the turnover. And now we've got a substitution as Natalie Hernandez, 5'10" junior, will check in for Benavides. So Hernandez, Osorio Rivas, Ferraro, Caso, and Ortuno in the game for the Irish. Ortuno, or Caso pass to Ortuno. Cross court pass goes to Osorio. Osorio, shot won't go, rebound Ortuno. Put back is too strong, rebound Lara. Hustling back, tipped away by Osorio and out of bounds on the, they tried the long outlet pass and little Liliano Osorio, 5'3" sophomore, knocked it away. 1 minute to go in the ball game. They get inbound to Cloud. Osorio right on her. Playing the man-to-man defense. Up top it goes to Star. Now to Lara. Sales effort has been very good regardless of who's in the ball game. Just outmatched in this one. Cloud with it. She'll take the three. Off the arm won't go. Rebound by Hernandez. Hernandez gets it to Caso. They're blocking out, doing the fundamental things. And there's a high pass. Goes, comes right towards where I am. Caso just threw it a little too high for the 5'2" eighth grader, Gretchen Ferraro. Final minute ticking off. The Lady Irish will lose their first league game of the season, and their overall record will drop to 2-2. The Yakima Nation Tribal girls will go to 6-0 and undefeated at 5-0 in division play. Lara in the right corner gets it to Sampson. Up top it goes to Trujillo-Walsey. The Sales girls continuing to play very hard, and the Eagles are just going to run out the clock. And that'll be it. The Irish girls, a respectable second half, but they were down 40-4 at the half, but they gave a good effort. 70-22, our final score. To Sales girls drops to 2-2 and 0-1 in league play. We'll be right back with the totals on 94.1 FM, KHSS.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 526-529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the boys teams are on the court to wrap up four games today. And the Yakima Nation Tribal program has won the first three, the girls' JV game, the boys' JV game. The Irish lost the lead late in the fourth quarter. It went to overtime in that JV contest, and the Lady Irish just went down to defeat 70-22. Down 16-4 after 8 minutes, then did not score a point in the second quarter, 40-4 against the undefeated Yakima Nation Tribal girls. That was the score at the half. Irish girls came out and played very respectably in the third quarter especially. They had actually outscored the Eagles for most of that third quarter, but they got going from beyond the arc. They ended up hitting five Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes in that third quarter and ended up outscoring the Irish 19-11. The running clock was in effect very late in the quarter, and then the Irish outscored 11-7 in the final 8 minutes to lose it 70-22. The Sales girls are 0-1. This is their first league game, and they are now 2-2 overall. And their next game will be Tuesday at the Sales against Columbia Burbank at 6:30 p.m. I'm going to add up the individual totals and share those with you when we come back. You're listening to Irish Girls Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap up the girls' portion of this broadcast. The Lady Irish lose this one 70-22. Individual scoring for the Lady Irish. Coach Hazeltine able to get all his girls in the ballgame. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls. Actually, I couldn't see where their bench is. Brooklyn Frazier did not play, but I don't know if she was here because I couldn't see their bench. But 10 girls got in the ballgame. Six of them scored points. One for Audrey Casso, two for Tessa Mendoza, two for Addison Mason, four for Teresa Holtzinger, four for Madison Ortuno, and 9 points for Peyton Benavides. I thought she had 10, but my score didn't match the Eagles scoreboard, and I was 1 point off in the fourth quarter, and she banked in a three, but they must have only given her two for that one. I will say this, I don't know that I've ever been at Yakima Nation Tribal's home court where my score didn't conflict with their score at some point. But anyway, the Sales goes 5 of 14 from the free throw line. 12 of those shots came in the second half when they were much more aggressive. The Irish hit one, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. That was by Teresa Olsinger. Yakima Nation Tribal, 70 points. All eight of their girls on their roster got in the ball game, and seven of them scored. Two for Ruby Trujillo-Walsley, usually one of their top scorers. Seven for Nika Lara. Eight for Ayana Sampson. Eight for Sierra Cloud. And then three players in double figures. Julia George, a 6-foot senior, 14 for Makisa Wayana, and 18 points for TJ Thomas, who was not on their roster last year. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes for the Lady Eagles. They're obviously an extremely solid program. And that's going to wrap it up for the girls' side of things. I'm going to go ahead and do our Dairy Queen player of the game for the girls. I'm going to go with Gretchen Ferraro. I tried to reflect a little bit during those last couple commercials. The one play that stood out to me the most, the 5'2 eighth grader got an offensive rebound right in front of Julia George, who's over 6 feet tall. And Gretchen immediately leaned right into her and shot it up again. And it bounced off of George's arm and out of bounds. So I love the grit and the effort. 5'2 eighth grader going after the 6'1 senior. So there you go. Dairy Queen player of the game, Gretchen Ferraro. Hey, we're going to be talking boys basketball. We've been waiting for this. It was a happy wait because of our football success. We'll talk in boys basketball when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.